The title of my message is The Christian Experience. The Christian Experience. I remember last century, when I started working for the Walt Disney World Company, I learned what it meant to be a cast member. My fellow inductees and I were taught that the parks were stages, that there's props, that there's a show, there's entertainment, and opportunities for learning. I also learned that at the stores where there was merchandise wasn't just about stores and selling things, it was merchantainment. Everything done had to be timely and appeal to all the senses in a positive way. So Disney would appeal to sight, smell, sound, taste as part of the entertainment experience. And here at Disney University, as I was going through my induction, we were taught various lessons, and one of them was what they call the Disney bent. And what they do is all the newcomers, new employees, new cast members will be placed in a circle in the classroom, and the instructor would take a basket with paper and just throw it on the floor. He said, now we're going to teach you the Disney bent. And that it was pick up the papers and put them in the trash. So if you go to Disney, you'll see that cast members are always scanning the environment to see if everything is in orderly place. And if they see a piece of paper or trash, they'll pick it up and put it in the garbage can. You're taught, you're conditioned to look for things that are not part of the show and put things back the way they need to be so that people can have this magical experience. I also learned that there's a backstage area and there's a front stage area. The backstage pretty much is where, you know, things are planned, the magic is put into place, and the front stage is where the magic experience is performed, is put in place, is delivered. We also learned that we were not partners and we were not employees. We were cast members. And that was part of the Disney experience, the magical experience. And our role as cast members was to support four basic foundational principles. The first one was, and I think some of you heard me say this, was when people come to the parks, they come to escape the outside world. That's why it's so magical, because there's something that happens there that helps you escape the realities, the bad, you know, reality of this world. So the first condition is help the guests escape the outside world. The second is make sure they have a great experience from an entertainment point of view, good shows, but they see good shows. That the experience also includes education. In some way, people are earning something. For instance, Epcot Park was designed in a particular way that they emphasize the education of the park. You know, how is it like to live in different countries, so to have experiences of different countries? And Ellen and Roshanay and Naida and I work at Epcot, but we went together to the park and we visited different pavilions, you know, France and England and Canada. So for us, it was a great experience. And then you get immersed and you can see how it's like to be in this particular country. So that's part of the experience. And then the part it has to do with immersion, help the client become immersed in the experience, part of the show. Okay, and many times for instance, the Magic Kingdom, they have a 3 p.m. parade, they'll invite some guests to be part of that parade, okay, so to have a particular role. Over time, as years go by, I can speak from my experience, you start to, you know, to pretty much internalize the spirit of intent of creating those type of experiences. You get conditioned to respond to predetermined cues. Like for instance, like I said, if you see trash, you pick it up. Always smile and greet people. Pay attention to if you see anything that is not in order, to address it, to figure out what's going on. And if you see a guest that is not happy, is having difficulties, confused, approach them and ask them, is there anything we can do for you? How are things going? And then whatever it is, make sure that you turn the experience into something positive, intentionally positive. Okay, so don't let any guest sort of feel bad. And I remember myself one time when I was a guest and I, by mistake, went into a line and I cut in front of the line and people started getting all hyper. So I left, but the manager came out and he gave me free ice cream. as because I was going to buy ice cream. So anything to keep people all, you know, happy. But I noticed as a cast member in particular that for some of us, creating a magical experience became a genuine way of being. Because it aligned very well with our strong values and what gave life meaning, what makes experiences meaningful. It was self-determined. I did it willingly. I did it genuinely, as well as other people, all the cast members who took it that way. But I also noticed that for others, it was just a show. Because after all, it is a show. They were role playing. They were actors in a show and performed their roles very well. But after leaving the stage, they would go back to being their real selves. It, somehow the culture did not stick with them. We were all creating experiences, but for different reasons. So how does Disney experience relate to us? Well, whether aware of it or not, we shape experiences every moment for ourselves and for other people. However, not all the experiences are the same. Some come from genuine love and spiritual clarity, while others are superficial or driven by external pressures or expectations. So I invite you to pause and reflect. Are the experiences we create genuine expressions of faith, love, and meaningful purpose? Or are they shallow responses to expectations? And when I say shallow responses to expectations. We're just doing it because we're pretty much just acting. We're in the role. The answer is deeply important. Authentic experiences foster truth, connection, trust, and transformation. They come from a genuine desire to add value to another. So in the next few minutes, let us explore how to tell the difference between the two and learn how to develop and practice experiences that reflect the heart of Christ, a life rooted in love, grace, sincerity, and meaningful purpose. How does it apply to us? In our Christian journey, we must be careful about being actors playing a religious role. Instead, we're called to embody the loving truths of our faith and in every part of our life, both behind the scenes, backstage, and in the spotlight, the front stage, we're supposed to express our Christian values. The Apostle Paul urges believers in Romans 12:9. You don't have to go there, I'll read it to you, but Romans 12:9, he says, to let love be genuine. Let love be genuine. Romans 12:9. And in Colossians 3:23, I'll also read it to you. He reminds us, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. Colossians 3:23. These passages show that the Christian experience is not a performance. It is the outcome of a transformation fed by the Holy Spirit, lived sincerely in grace, truth, and love. So the question we must ask ourselves is, are the spiritual experiences we offer to others or how others experience us rooted in our deepest values and God's purpose? Or are they scripted by social expectations, routines, defense mechanisms, or fear? Genuine Christian experience invites us to be real, to welcome the sacred behind the scenes and bring it forward with integrity, humility, and love. Here's some biblical examples. In Matthew 23, verses 27 and 28, I'll read it to you again to save time. Here's Jesus rebuking the Pharisees. And he says, you are like the whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of bones of the dead and everything unclean. This vivid metaphor speaks directly to the danger of performative spirituality, where external appearances mask a lack of authenticity and transformation. On the other hand, we have a positive example in Matthew 5, verses 4 and 16. Matthew 5, verses 4 and 16. Again, I'll read it to you. Here, Jesus is encouraging his followers. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is not a call to performance, but to radiate a light that reflects God's grace, truth, and love through deeds that emerge naturally from genuine faith and love. Now, how can we create genuine and meaningful experiences and things to be aware of? Align with inner conviction. Align with inner conviction, again, based on Christian values. Reflect on what genuinely gives life meaning and purpose based on Christian values. Engage in practices and relationships that mirror Christ's character, not out of obligation, but out of conviction, love, and honest intent and joy. Second, invite Christ into the backstage. Test your backstage motives. Let God shape the unseen aspects of life, our thoughts, motivations, and daily routines. When the backstage is aligned with love, truth, and grace, the front stage will naturally follow. Three, serve without expectation. Serve without expectation. Create experiences for others without needing or seeking recognition or reward. Genuine service, especially when unnoticed, is a mark of spiritual authenticity and maturity because it mirrors Christ's selfless love. Fourth, expect backlash. Don't be naive. Others might not always receive your good deeds, your good intentions as they're given. Still have a patient and forgiving heart. And I remember this when I was at Disney, that Disney had this policy that if people, for instance, went to a restaurant that were not happy, they would just let them have, you know, the meal for free or replace it in some way and they'd have to pay nothing for it. But the word got out and I saw guests that would try to take advantage of Disney by, after they ate their food, saying, it wasn't that good. You should give me a free ticket here. And so do expect a backlash. Do expect that people will misread, misinterpret, and misuse your good intentions. In closing, how do we live this genuine Christian experience? Brethren, the Christian experience is not just a rehearsal performance. It is a sign of a life transformed by Christ. We're not meant to imitate faith, but to live it authentically. Like the Pharisees, we might be tempted to put on a polished exterior, but Jesus looks beyond appearances and invites us to live with honesty and purpose. He calls us not to perform, but to genuinely shine authentically, lovingly, and courageously. Let us remember, the experiences we create for others can either mask or magnify the grace of God. When we align our backstage with His Spirit, our front stage becomes a place of healing, hope, love, and truth. You are not cast members in someone else's show. You are beloved co-creators in Christ's redeeming story. So as we go forth, let us create experiences that reflect who we truly are in Him. Let us be sincere. Let us be rooted. Let us be light. And may the Lord's presence shine through everything we do, on stage and off.